Channel 1 Right, beginning a visit with Miss Mary and Marvin this Friday morning, 25th of May, 73. Channel 1 Right, beginning the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary this Friday morning, 25th of May, 73. Channel 1 Right, and beginning a visit with Miss Mary and Marvin this Friday morning, the 23rd of May, 73. Channel 1 Right, beginning the visit with Miss Mary and Marvin this Friday morning, the 25th of May, 73.
This is a friend's house.
Is that the way she does when you take a visit?
She's supposed to mind. A lot of times she don't like to, but she's supposed to.
If everybody's young'uns was as good as Cindy.
Well, yes, see what they want to do is just do like young'uns what they want to do. When they go somewhere, they want to rummage around and see what's there.
Is they just about gonna do it too?
But it's hard. It was Mama. She had a baby. That
well,
one.
Don't be a coaxing on her.
Down.
Just
sit down.
Tell her to do what
come
you want her to
Cindy.
Do, and to make her.
If
Cindy, place. Come on around here now. Come here. Come around here. Come on. Come here.
Now lie down.
Now lie down there.
Come here.
Come here, Mama.
We're not mad with you.
Come on. No, get around here. Come here. Around here on this side. Come here.
Ain't you glad to see the rain?
Yes.
Oh. We had nearly
now
a half inch.
Down,
we did.
Now lie down.
Well, you had
that's
some
all right.
Before.
Lie down.
Just had a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
We haven't had any rain. It's
yeah.
all been going around us.
Yeah. Well,
just
that's
a
the first time it's gone
pastor's
a little
dried
bit
up.
This morning. Very little.
It's just been weeks, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere they walk, it's dusty.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. Sit down there and be still.
Well, it's been a month. It was wet, you see, there for a while.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. You see, that's about all I've been doing. I've been just trying to take care of the cows. I haven't even wormed them.
Mm. Well, sir, you know, I guess I should, but I don't. I never worm any anymore. We have tried it. I've tried worming the yearlings and some of the cows. It looked bad, you know, and I never could see any difference in them.
Well, I can't either. But I told the Bill, I told you that, old Bill Sneed, he was down here. And I said to him, I don't know whether I want to fool with that worm or not. Well, he says you don't have to. They'll make it. But he says it makes it a whole lot easier on the cow. They don't have to work so hard.
Well, that's possible. They say, though, most of them it sells as a worm treatment, that you want to give it to your yearlings at about a year old.
Yeah.
And then they'll make it on, you know, at weaning time. That's usually about when you want to worm them, they say. But I don't. We have tried it, and I never did see much difference in it.
Yeah. Well, it just looked like Miss Catherine Parker on vitamins. She said she didn't have any faith in them at all, but she's just afraid not to take them.
I was talking to a guy up at Mutual the other day, and he was talking about worming the cows. And he says, you know, he says, we sell a pellet, you know, now that's got that wormer in it. They just go and eat them. And I said, yeah, I says, but it would be hard for me to feed them, because one or two old hoggish cows will eat them all up, and then the rest of them won't get any.
Yeah.
Off of the ground, you know, if you feed them on the ground or even in a trough.
Well, that's just it.
So he says that he had them, and I said, well, I says, what do you get for them?
Yeah,
about $20 a hundred. No, he says, we got 50 pounds for $48.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, no, I said, my cows don't, they ain't getting no worms in them at all. So just forget it.
Ooh,
you know, $48 to worm a two or three cows, and one or two old hoggish cows get out there, and you can't control them. You got to feed them one at a time.
Yeah.
So I just, that's right, forget about it.
Now that molasses feeder that you had, they can put that worm medicine in there.
I don't see why they couldn't.
I thought they did.
Well, they put an acid in there. It's a, what did he call it?
Citric acid.
Citric. It's not citrus, but a civic or a citric acid.
Oh.
And they claim that worms them. And it keeps supposed to repel the flies.
Oh, that's right.
But I don't know if it, I haven't noticed too much difference in the flies.
But you know the bees won't eat it.
No, bees won't eat it. Flies won't mess around it.
Nephew has got a whole drove of hives out there in our field, and I figured that they just eat it up. They don't even bother.
35, 40 hives out there.
And then there's a bunch down there close to them, the drum at the lake, between home and the lake.
They'll be around them. They just don't fool with them.
But
that stuff's gone up about $12 on a ton.
That molasses stuff you all
use? I thought it was 15.
Well, let's see. What'd we pay for it at first? 80?
Something like that.
It's 14. Yeah, about 15. That's right. Let's see. It's 94. Yeah, that's about right. About $15.
Cindy.
Come in and lie down. Now somebody will catch you. Come in and lie down.
Well, let her alone. Let her go see Nick.
Howdy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Bite her. Bite him, Cindy. Take off his leg.
Bite him.
Bite him.
Bet you don't live who I am, do you?
Bite Nick.
I got the... Like to do about they can find the cards, do you say?
Cindy, come in and sit down. Yes.
What'd you say?
I got the thing about the cost of these things, and this this fly powder I use cost $1 a pound in Lysol. And this old spray, you can get a quarter of that, you see, for a couple of dollars, and it lasts you from then on, now on. Just last. So you might say it's negligible what it costs. So I bought me a spray. Spray gun, one of them trombone things. I guess I've used it a half dozen times.
Was it Hudson Tank spray deal?
Oh, no. It's just a little trombone.
Oh, I thought.
I don't have that many cows do that.
Well, I wanted me one of them sprayers, but I can't give no $400 for one of them.
Not no plastic.
And I imagine
that's why they are plastic
tanks. another $100. I just can't afford it.
Well, I use that 4 or 5 times, and one of the worst things about it is it stinks. And you can't spray without getting on
your
hands
right.
and a little on your clothes, and you come in and eat supper, and everybody smells old cow spray.
I don't mind smelling it myself. I don't mind smelling spray.
Is that not it?
Well, anyhow, I've gone back
come
to powder.
Like
I just use that old dairy dust.
That light right down there.
Pay $1 a pound for it.
Isn't that awful?
Cindy, you hear me. You lie down there.
And that way you don't have to pin your cows. You can just go out to pastures and walk along this.
Well, you couldn't spray ours. You couldn't dust ours without shutting them up.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Well.
And they say it's, some says it, Brownlee and the Farm Mutual, I know, has them to rent. But I'm not going up there and rent one of the things and drag it all out to the house and then pay them $10 a day and drag it back. I ain't going to mess up with it.
Yeah,
I'll do that too. Get me some powders and use that squirt gun.
Yeah, yeah, you do that.
You can't get by, we can't buy any feed to feed them. Can't help them.
Well, tell me, did y'all ever check on that pump irrigation system, do you?
Let me tell you, it's been on the top of my list for several days since we've been over there. And you know what? I got to thinking, you know, I've got that old tractor spray.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd take that out there and see what it would do.
Oh, you got one of them pumps that works from your PTO?
Yeah.
Well, it'll pick up. It'll make you get around 300 pounds of pressure on them.
I wouldn't have to fool with that
that's
little
right.
gasoline motor.
Yeah, well, if you got the pump, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
All you got to do is put you up some sprinkling, or, you know, heads.
Yes.
And get you some pipe, get you some of that, something like 1.5 inches, you know, rolled plastic. That's what I use.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, but you know, I didn't think of that until after we come over to your house the other day.
All you got to do is throw your hose out down the pond and crank your tractor up, and it'll pull it.
Where she goes. At least you can spray around the pond, can't you?
Sure, you. Well, you could irrigate a whole lot with that thing.
That'd care more than one.
It'd care several. Have you got a pressure gauge on your? Can you know?
Yes, but never did worry.
Well, I don't see why it wouldn't work, you know, without you got a control on that thing to touch your pressure, or supposed to.
It was defective, and I bought it down there at a Stockman Supply, an old DuPont who ran it there, and I took it back down there and told him that thing didn't work. Well, he said it don't work on a lot of them. He didn't even offer to do anything about it.
No,
they're not, but you know, when I was at university, they had one laying out down under an old shed. And I taken that thing and kind of rehauled it a little bit and wondered if it wouldn't work. And then I requisitioned a gauge for it. They didn't have a gauge on it.
Yeah.
And went and got that and put on there, and you know that thing, why heck, you could build 300 or 400 pounds of pressure right now with that thing.
Yeah.
Off your PTO shack. And it was just laying out there. We was spraying alleys and had one man pushing a little old motor around out there on 2 wheels and up and down the hills and killing the grass where it shouldn't be killed.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, well, let's make that tractor do it. So I rigged that thing up. It worked fine.
Yeah.
Oh, and just tractor carried around?
Yeah, tractor. See, I had a spray box on the on the back, and then I had me a drum, 55-gallon drum, and made a stand for the back of the tractor and bolted it to the tractor. And then that spray box was an alley, about alley's 2 feet. So I made the spray box like that, and then I put me some canvas on the bottom so it couldn't just spread all over the place. It had to go straight down. And hooked that thing to it and hooked 100 pounds of pressure to it. I cut it back to 100 pounds. And put a man on that tractor out there. And all he had to do was straddle the alley and hold the tractor straight. And then it done the rest of it.
Yeah.
And one man could do what had a half a dozen trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Gee, you thought of that before? You could buy this pump for half what you pay for the other one.
Well, this pump was on up yonder. They got one up that that mutual, and you get, I think, about 50 feet of high pressure hose with it, and it'll build 300 pounds of pressure, and they want $154, I believe, for it.
Yeah, but you don't have to fool with that little gas anymore.
That's right, but then you got to take your tractor. Every time you get ready to go, you got to have your tractor down there.
Yeah.
With that gasoline motor, if you want to be cutting some ground or something else, you can still be irrigating your garden. That's the way I figured that.
Well, I wouldn't figure anything in favor of a little bit of a lawnmower because they just won't run for me.
Well, that one, we haven't had a minute trouble with it.
You
two pulls and it's gone.
But if I had it,
no problem on them little old motors. If it don't run the second pull, it's either out of balance, your flywheel's out of balance, or your points is stuck, or your valves is stuck. One of the three.
Yes, all three.
Just a little bit of kerosene will eliminate the whole business.
If you put the kerosene in the right place.
That's right. You know which hole you put the kerosene in. A lot of ways of fouling up, Mr.
Well, that's true, too.
I remember that old Alex Chalmers out there. Put some oil in it.
I stood there and watched him.
I was thinking about six other things, and so I just got a little pipe sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
Just poured it right on down there.
Yeah, I was the air breather.
That's right.
Did you do it any good?
You gotta take the darn whole thing apart and put the oil in.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
on them Alice Chalmers, you just about have to.
Mary wouldn't know if it did it any good.
If you pour it down the breather, it's gonna choke it to death, so.
Maybe
there's a lot of things that can go wrong with me.
Guess it worked. Anyway, it went.
Yeah. I got to read you. That's why I saw it in the book.
Be still, man.
You know, when we saw you over that last time, you was on your way to the electrocutioner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, since then, I've been to him.
You ain't?
Yeah.
Dr. Dow?
No, this was another name, Sumlin. I had a bump on my nose. And he gave it a little shot. And then he put that hot needle up there. I couldn't feel a thing. But the first thing you know, I could smell it.
You know, Dr. Sumlin.
Well,
he's not elector.
Well, he was just dead, and then like Dr. Daly done them molds on you, or whatever. He's just taking the bump off.
She's a surgeon.
She's taking them that hair off her chin, is what she's doing.
You mean there is
electrologist.
There is such a thing?
Yeah. I've been
taking them off of her. She's about got
three times, I think. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
supposed to go back this afternoon.
And he told me to come back 3:30 this afternoon. I thought I got some down here still to go. Seemed like you can't do but just so much.
Well, you can only stand so much electricity at the time. It'd burn you up.
How long do you use
that? 1 hour. About an hour.
What
at the
hour?
Time. About an hour at the time.
What's amazing what they can do.
To his whole lot of little tubes. And he covers up my face and got me lying back in a big reclining chair, you know. And I hold a rod in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Marvin said that was a ground.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Big rod.
No, it's not. It's about that long. He just tells me to hold it in my hand. And he sits right there with me now once in a while. He'll ask me, are you okay? Well, as far as I'm concerned, there ain't nothing going on.
Yeah.
But the last time, he gave me a little bit too much. And I told him, I said, you'll have to cut it down. So he did. And then he takes tweezers and pulls them out.
Oh, pulls them out.
Well, I don't know. It's just thundering. It ain't going to get too bad, maybe. Come on back in. Come on back in.
I don't know how he does it because I'm blindfolded, you know, my eyes.
You didn't go?
I went in the off at the reception.
But he must dissolve them hairs, and then he pulls them out.
I might interfere with them.
No,
hair is from clean. I had the most of them, and I had a long one here. How come me to go in there to get it dead when I was eating, it would get in my mouth and make me sick? But he said I won't never have them no more.
Oh, they don't come back?
He said not.
You think it's worth the trouble?
Well, I hope so.
How long has that been going on?
Me being so hairy?
For
years.
Not just recently?
No.
World War II?
I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the AIDS got nothing to do with it then.
Oh, no. No, you know what made my face so hairy? I can tell you. Dr. Manus gave me hormone shots.
Oh.
And they was for a man.
Oh. Why, Miss Mary?
That's right.
Sounds like a fairy tale.
You know, though. I asked Dr. Dwyer the other day what made me so hairy. To see what he'd say. He says, it's just one of them things. And I said, you know what I think? And he said, what? I told him. He said, that's right. But that's what it is. Dr. Manus, I was up there in the hospital. And locked away, gentlemen. It's been years and years ago. And he gave me hormone shots.
Well, how come you'd let him do that?
I didn't know.
Oh.
I was bad off. I was sick.
Oh.
And that's what, you know, there's two kinds of those things.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
he gave me the male.
And he didn't know the difference?
Well, he just didn't care, don't reckon.
It's just like buying seeds. You're never absolutely sure.
That's right.
What's your order?
I was up there in the hospital, and I didn't care what he done. Because I was... Oh, that's been years ago. That was before Marvin ever went into service.
So you have had a little sickness long.
Mm-hmm.
I think people live long.
You know, I will live a long time. I'll be an old man.
You never ever had anything particular?
No, not in particular. Just some aches and pains.
Well, some people, you see, they get up way on in insane. And then all of a sudden they get one, they don't know what to do. You know that. One of Faye's friends like that up there. Just a week or two ago. She had a pain in the stomach and she thought she had all sorts of, she had all sorts of ailments.
Look at this.
And she just about wilted, didn't she, Faye?
That's right. She just about collapsed. She never had known what it was to be. So
and she got all that vigor. She plays a pipe organ up there in the Methodist Church, or did. Now she plays it in the Episcopal.
Sandy.
What was that joke, Marvin, Sandy, about the Episcopal?
Come on back in. I don't know.
Come on, Marvin, you do too.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you do. The three little colored balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Tell it. Yeah. Tell it. Met up, one of them was a...
Yeah, well, three of them, they went by a hospital. They thought, well, that looked like a church to them, people going in and out, you know. One said to the other, and said, well, says, we're supposed to be as good as them white folks. Says, how come we can't just go in and hear some preaching? So they went in there, one of the orderly boys in there, there's had some old barrels outside that had been emptying the bedpans and things. So they went in and they asked him, says, we want to join your church. All right. Says, first, says, you got to be baptized. So they said, well, that's all right. So they carried him out there in that barrel and baptized him. And says, well, says, you're officially a member of it. Now you can go on and come back when you get ready. So they went on out, and he said, one of them said to the other, and says, you know, he says, I don't know what kind of denomination them was. He said, I forgot to ask them. He says, they can't be Baptist, because they're supposed to baptize in the lake. And Methodist, they can't be that, because they're supposed to sprinkle. The other one said, well, say, you know what I think it is? I think it's Episcopalian. I think that's what I'm saying. Episcopalian.
Do you embarrass me?
That sounds like some of his tales. Episcopalian. Where'd your dog go? She taking no lady around there.
Is our windows up?
Yeah.
Let her come.
Yes, I hope it's to the home.
Don't you? Miss Beth has been in the rest home for so long, and they brought her home.
Then come on back now. You can't go in there.
Oh, she does love being home. Yeah. Set on that porch. Nothing wrong with you, see? Just a heart. And she always knows the weather. She'd look up, and she says, no. It's going to be clear. Last night I said, Miss Beth, it's raining all around us. Yes, she says, but our time's coming. Mm-hmm. And everything she says about the weather's interesting, you see. She don't know as much as they do, but it's a whole lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. Whole lot more. That's not going to hurt.
I just don't want to get wet.
That's not going to hurt anybody.
What?
I didn't want your pocketbook to get wet, but it's not raining in.
Well, I was wondering what was he talking about.
She was moving the pocketbook. She said it wasn't going to hurt. It wasn't just wet.
Who did you have over there looking at your property, your house?
Simmons.
Oh, Don Simmons.
I don't
know him. Come on now. Be still now. He's
just, his sister lives the other side of Mykonosis.
That the other side of
But I just absolutely can't get nobody to... he wanted to build me a new home for $20,000 or more. And
a new home.
Uh-huh. And then they tear down the old house for it.
Uh-huh.
You better bet I ain't gonna do it.
Golly.
And I ain't got no $20,000 to build a home.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Mary, for $20,000, you wouldn't get much of a home.
I know it.
Now?
Not as good a one as you got.
With plyboard that used to sell for $3, selling for $9.
That's right. Two by fours used to get for 50 cents, and it's costing you $3 and $4.
Yeah, $300 a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
I told him, I said, I ain't got that kind of money. Well, go to the bank and mortgage your place. I told him, I said, you see me doing that. Wanted me and Marvin to go mortgage.
Yeah.
These people that does stuff like that, they don't care how they get it. And so they get it. And when they get theirs, the heck to you.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't hear from them.
That's right.
Now you can buy them little old tin houses and shed row bucks, put them together.
Well, if you put a little of that tin like you've been planning to do on there, well, you don't have to put it on all four sides, just put it next to where people come. Or a good coat of paint. It'll be just as new as you need. Look at that little outhouse there. That little well house.
Mm-hmm.
You got
look
a well house?
Mm-hmm.
No, they just stripped it with that stuff.
The well house.
No, they tore the pump house down and put a little house over it.
No, that's
the whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
You know what that little house cost?
Lower
and
all.
Yeah.
$88.
Miss Mary.
Got it on sale. It says Roebuck.
It's a 7x10.
I watched the paper, you know.
Yeah.
And Marvin poured a cement floor his head.
Yeah.
No, that's a little scissor book house.
It's not supposed to ever rust or never need paint.
No.
And I'm watching the paper for him to have another sale.
Well, I don't want another one that size. I want a larger one.
Well, I could have got a larger one for $129.
I want something like
but
about
no,
a 12 by 15, something like that now.
For your car?
No, more or less a two placement.
Oh.
Store junk. You know, just
and put my washing machine.
Yeah, and stuff, something like that. And something large enough that I can put some lawnmower and wheelbarrow in. Well, it would be, but we got other stuff stored in there. I got it in there now, but we got a bunch of old
you know,
jars
that
and things.
And that tank takes up a lot
it sure
of room.
Does. That's one of them big deals. That's one of them big 30-gallon tank deals.
60.
I guess maybe it is 60.
Yeah,
so.
It's small.
No, this was one of them tall ones. And then the pump itself and it's offset. So it just about takes up half of the house itself.
Uh-huh.
Do you reckon the astronauts went up this morning?
And then you want to be able to get in there to work.
That's
on.
Right.
You don't have to take that roof out down.
No, that's true.
I can turn them on, too.
No, sir, I don't. Yeah, I haven't even turned them on. That's pure foolishness, burning up taxpayers' money.
Hey, I don't know what y'all, what's David doing?
I'll check. Yeah, David. I got
a little something I
want to
read.
You know, it's 20 minutes after 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't put the other thing down. It'll stop reading. I just put that down so we can hear.
Marvin, this sure looks just like your medicine.
A little bit.
Robaxol.
That's rheumatism medicine, man. Arthritis. Go back. Go back. I'll take you.
You know, she's a little farther along now. When she first came over there and that burglary business came on,
oh.
See, it sort of shook her.
I reckon
see,
so.
She hadn't been off the paved streets, Miss Mary. You don't realize what sort of life they lead up there. And this pranking business and all like that, they never had anything like that.
Well, I'm just sorry anything like that ever happened.
If she'd had time to get a, you knew, you know.
Did you know, Mr. Miles? I should have kept my mouth shut, but if it hadn't been for me, Debbie would have got into it.
Yeah.
Because I
she
told
would've.
Her that evening. I said, Debbie.
We talked to her.
We you
sure
don't want
did.
Nothing to do with that man.
Yeah.
We talked to her.
But
told her to stay away from her.
She was just fixing to get into
well, good afternoon.
Hello.
I want
you
to
look
at
well, my goodness gracious.
You brought Cindy. Hi.
Yes.
Well, it sure has been a long time since I've seen you.
It sure has.
How you doing? You look so pretty.
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, fine.
You
just had a pretty dress.
Oh, don't talk about my old worn dress, my Debbie.
Well, it is pretty.
It is pretty.
I wore it to Gainesville the other day, and Marvin said, "You gonna wear that?" I said, "I sure am." Well, it's got a hole in it. It was ripped down the side, not that the machine sewed it up.
We got some rain finally. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that wonderful?
Just been awful. Very nice. Well, how you been?
Just sort of so-so. We all right one day and the next we're not.
Well,
we're too old to be all right.
Oh, Miss Mary. I just think so.
What you been doing to yourself?
Oh, not too much. Just being useless. I haven't been out in the country enough. Sure miss it. I got to go out of town this weekend, too. Ooh. How many calves you got?
Oh, I couldn't begin to tell you. I don't know. They in the woods scattered around.
I think
you
we
know.
Got a Brahma since you was over.
Oh, yeah, the prettiest farmer.
Yeah, here's about so long.
Really? A bull or?
For a half a calf.
A heifer?
Mm-hmm. Just a calf.
Oh, golly. You got those horns that come out like that? Yeah.
No.
No, it's just a young calf. It's just
when do they get their horns?
It's about 5 weeks old. Oh, it'll be a year.
Oh.
About a year
it
old.
Takes
before
a while.
You know, you can really tell it's going to have horns.
Oh.
But it looks just like a deer.
It does. Got those little ears.
Mm-hmm. Sticking up there.
Yeah.
Working about. We saw two deer yesterday.
You know it was.
Wednesday.
Out in the woods?
Yes. It was on the Cross Creek Road going, you know, towards
uh-huh.
town.
Mm-hmm.
From home.
In a man's pass.
In a man's pass. He had two horses over there, two pintos.
Mm-hmm.
And the two deer was over there with the two pintos.
Golly. I bet they come to, you know, eat a little bit of the
mm-hmm.
feed.
They was out there grazing, you know, they was grazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really funny. Did your Irish potatoes ever come up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Part of them round, didn't
it? Oh.
And part of them made taters. Cute ones.
Mm-hmm. You got any tomatoes?
Oh, we have
plenty.
Some plants.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one thing. Boy, tomatoes are just like...
Oh, isn't it?
Buying solid gold. You talk about feed being solid gold. Tomatoes
well, you know
are solid
you can get
gold.
Them down at Oak Cellar pretty cheap.
Oh.
Really?
Yes, it's... What is 25 cents a pound? Fine tomatoes.
Hmm, that is cheap.
And they're getting them down south and picking their own for 10 cents a pound.
Now that sounds about right. Up in Gainesville, you pay 67 cents.
That's right.
For little old tomatoes like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they got some fine ones down at Ocala, down that shopping center. Is regular vegetable
mm-hmm.
place there. They got just most anything.
Mm-hmm.
and start going to Ocala. Down there.
How long are you going to be gone?
Oh, over the weekend. Yeah. Well, I sure have been wondering what you've been up to.
I hadn't seen that. What's you? Go ahead. I did a comment.
We're finished.
I hadn't seen that blue dress before. With a little collar like that.
You hadn't.
Had it been around?
Yes. Been around.
Well, it sure looks like you just ran out of the bandbox.
Oh, that one you was wearing.
Oh, I wore that dress and worn it.
It looked like it was brand new, and I wondered how in the world you could buy a brand new dress these days.
I haven't got no clothes, no new clothes.
Got no clothes and live in the barn.
That's
right.
That looks new. My goodness, this thing here's 3 or 4 years old, isn't it, Marvin?
Done
looking. Now, here it is. I want you to hear this. Now,
okay.
This is a pranking. Now, here's one I never heard. And this is a little paperback book of the story. Poor Chauncey, she said. She laughed. And she dug a little hole for it with her. With her toe and covered it up. Now, this trick of Mr. Shortley's was actually his way of making love. When he did his courting, he was, he'd not brought a guitar, this drum, or anything pretty for her to keep, but he had sat on the porch steps, not saying a word. Imitating a paralyzed man propped up to enjoy a cigarette. When the cigarette got the proper size, he would turn his eyes to her and open his mouth and draw in the butt and then sit there as if he had swallowed it. Looking at her with the most loving look anybody could imagine. It nearly drove her wild, and every time he done it, she wanted to pull his hat down over his eyes and hug him to death.
That was a prank.
That's the way he went courting. Now, you never heard of anything like that.
No.
I never either.
Well, at least he didn't say anything, did he?
Stay with him to my house.
Yep.
You see, the only trouble is I'd have gone along with Shirley on it, and all. It was a little bit rough because the boy is not quite normal.
That's right.
If he'd been normal, she wouldn't have done it, I guess. I'd have gone along with her on it, but you see, Debbie hadn't been out here enough. She. just come out and confront something like
well,
that.
Well, I actually didn't know that things was getting out of hand like it was. And the only thing, well, I told you, Debbie, you remember, that not to go a-hunting with them, not
mm-hmm.
to go a-coon hunting,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that you was headed for trouble there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it I didn't know about, and I didn't let it bother me.
Well, she told me and Marvin that she was going to set up a date.
I got to go to town. I'll see you all later.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Virgil. With Debbie.
Yeah.
So when Debbie came by that afternoon and she told me she'd been to Miss Dove's, well, then's when I let the cat out of the wallet.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't said anything, it would have been bad.
Yeah.
Of course, I would have kept my mouth shut, but I didn't want you to.
No.
That coon hunting.
I tell you, he went wild.
With a light and a gun and a magazine.
He sure did. He liked to lost his cotton picking mine.
Well, what you said about him, he walked along up there looking at the ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you reckon she thinks of me? And he said he was going to, I'm going over there. He said he knowed she loved him because he seen it in her eyes.
Yeah.
And he said, what you reckon Mr. Miles will do if I go over there? I said, go over there and find out.
And there he was walking up down your hall.
Yeah. Looking straight up.
I talk all kind of old silly talk. And he didn't do that one time. It was every other day. See, Miss Dodd got tired of him, and Miss Dodd sent him to my house. Told him that
well,
Debbie was coming
he,
over
he,
there.
Oh.
See how the way she is?
Mm-hmm.
So you had a pretty good dose of it.
I had a full dose of it.
And he didn't come and stay 15 minutes.
No, he stayed away in the night, 11, 12 o'clock.
He hasn't
at
been
night.
Over there doing a good long
no,
while.
No, he hasn't
there.
Been around. I don't know what went
you
with
mean
him.
He stayed that long?
Yes.
Late.
And he'd get up and leave and go to the door and then turn around and come back and lean up on the heater and go to talking again. And the last time he was over there and he said, oh, he was just talking. He said, well, said, Miss Miles said it was a nice letter. And Debbie said she didn't want to hurt me. And I said, well, Virgil, I said, ain't you got sense enough to know what she meant? I said, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, but she just didn't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been a pain in the neck.
But that didn't quite get Sue.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Well, that letter. He didn't even write the letter.
No.
No, a little
no,
bug.
I found out later who wrote the letter. That boy was with him, you know, when he came up there that day.
That little boy.
Yeah, Edgar thought, that you really was Virgil's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to just write a nice letter, see? So we told him differently.
When you seen the boy?
Debbie saw him. You know,
did you talk to him?
Yes.
But Virgil wasn't there?
No.
Yes, he was. The day that
Debbie
when
was
I was there,
Virgil
yeah.
was
there.
Yeah.
Yes. But I was sick.
Talking about that letter.
Mm-hmm.
We,
but
we
little
told,
Bug
we told
thought
Edgar.
That really, that Debbie meant something to Virgil, you know.
What?
And he helped him. And I didn't even know that little Bub knowed anything about the letter. And I went over to Christine's. And Christine asked me who was Virgil's girlfriend. And I said, I don't know that he's got one. And said, well, he stayed here a half a day, shut up in the room for Edgar writing him a letter to a girl named Debbie.
Yeah.
And she's at Evingston, and I said, well, there's a girl over there named Debbie, but she's not Virgil's friend, not his girlfriend. And little Edgar, Virgil's started over here one Sunday. Now, little Ledger,
yeah.
He didn't know.
That's right.
But Virgil was going to go see his girlfriend. And instead of coming here, they went to Woodley's house. There's a big dog lying on the sofa.
On the porch.
And Virgil said he stuck there and knocked and he tore his entry. He said, leave his car door open and don't make too much.
No, wake that dog up.
He said, he was coming over here and he said, what you reckon Mr. Moss will do? I said, well, he can't do nothing but kill you. He likes to run us crazy.
You told him, he says, he can't do nothing but kill you. And if he kills you, he ain't apt to eat you, so.
But he went over to, he missed my house and
yeah.
Got to the woods.
Yeah.
And I told little Edgar, me and Marvin told him, said, don't you never do that again.
Well,
don't you go to Mr. Miles.
Edgar was kind of earnest in what he was doing because he was being led. He didn't know.
It wasn't a prank with him.
That's right. He was just going
mm-hmm.
with Virgil because Virgil was going to
see
his
girl.
He thought,
sure enough, that Virgil was courting
mm-hmm. That's
Debbie.
Right.
That Debbie was his
well,
girlfriend. And we told him, we said, don't you never go over to
Mr.
Miles's. No, nowhere
not,
else.
Not take Virgil over there.
And he's a pretty nice little boy, young fella.
Yeah.
He seems to be.
Yeah. Well, he was a better scholar than Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
So Virgil went over there to get him to help him.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to
mm-hmm.
tell Virgil in a nice way, you know, that Miss Miles come over there and told me that it was a real nice letter that he wrote. And I tried to tell him in a nice way, you know, to keep from hurting his feeling, that Miss Miles said that Debbie just didn't have no time for no boyfriend, and just to forget about her. And no, that didn't sink in at all.
Well, you'd tell him one thing, and I think you'd go and Miss Dottie tell him something else, and he had him all confused.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened, actually.
Well, she kind of let him on.
Well,
she
did
it, Mr. Miles.
She
now,
did.
She might
deny. She
discouraged
him. She let him on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, do you think she was... You think it was a prank with her?
I know it was.
She just sat over there laughing.
She told me and Marvin that she was going to fix it so Virgil could have a date with Debbie.
Well, you didn't see her, though, after that.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And she was still in on the
That's platform. Right. And I'll tell you something else she done, and she might deny it, but she even got the phone book. And you know this Bowers in the phone booth?
Mm-hmm.
And her and Virgil looked at the phone and they was going to try to find your house. And Virgil did go over there. I don't know.
Well,
why
I
done
think I don't know.
It,
I
but
don't,
he said he knowed where Debbie lived.
I don't know where he thought Debbie worked at the university and he thought Debbie's father worked at the university and they got a university book. Ms. Dodd did get. Dodd to bring him one of them university books and
oh.
all that hunting, you know, around.
Oh,
I wish to goodness he'd fall in love with
Bonnie.
I do.
He might have.
Well, she's a cute thing.
He might have. That might be the reason Ms. Dodd wants to put him off on somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that boy, he's, you know, I always figured that he didn't have all that was coming to him.
Well, you
and
know
I,
he
I,
has, when he goes to bed and stays
carbon
all
eggs like
day
a bear.
Day
it's,
long.
Well, it's about time now because
the
weather's
not,
got warm.
He's not going yet, as far as you know.
It's, I don't know. I haven't seen him. We haven't seen him in a month or better.
That's right.
Oh, that long?
Last
yeah.
time I saw Virgil, he was in Hawthorne.
That's right.
He
and
walked
he
right by our car
us.
And he didn't even see us.
Oh, don't tell me.
That's right. Walked right by the car, and he didn't even see us, and I never said a word.
He didn't say a word.
I never said a word.
Just let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Well, you see, he stays to himself.
He does. And hangs around with little kids.
Yeah.
Like Miss Dodds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them kids of Miss Dodds and just little fellas, you know.
Like. He liked to have worried the pure life out of me about Debbie's age.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. I'd tell him one thing, then I'd tell him something else. And he'd ask me, and I'd tell him something else.
Trying
to worry him.
You mean a different age?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He said she was at least 21. I said, no, she can't be. She's about 14. And that would soak, you know, for a while. And directly he'd
that's
come back.
That's the reason why that Debbie wouldn't have nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And you said it was a ticklish situation over here. And that's what you meant. And then he turned right around and say she was at least 30, 25 or 30. He ain't nothing but a bunch of nuts.
Well, between first and last, he really put on a show, didn't he?
He said,
you don't know how bad it was.
Says he let that 14 age soak for a while. And then he come back over and he told me, he said, she can't be 14. I said, why? He said, well, she's done been through college. And he said, it takes 4 years to go through college. I said, well, let's see, 14, 16, 17, 18. I said, now she might be 19, 18 or 19. Well, she could be. And that would soak for a day or so, and then he'd come back.
Now, he don't do any work at all?
Not a bit. You know what he done, and this is the honest to goodness truth. You know he's got a truck.
Yeah.
He went to bed, and he stayed in the bed, and his brothers and his mama catfished and paid for that truck for him.
He stayed in bed long enough for them to pay for it.
That's right. He stays in the bed every summer. He don't do a cotton picking thing.
Miss Dodd said she came over there. He came over there once, twice to help her with the cows. And he just stand all off to the side there and looking on with his legs spread out and never did take hold. So he wasn't much help, I judge, from what she said.
He don't know nothing about a cow.
But he can hunt.
Oh, yes. And
well, that's all he's ever been taught was fishing and hunting. That's all he knows.
Yeah, I'd like to be a friend to Debbie, if nothing else. I don't see why we couldn't be friends.
Well,
I
it could have been.
Virgil, I said,
you'd acted like
don't
a civilized
person. Don't
think
you're enemies. I said, as far as I know, you're not enemies. Well, he said, I sure would like to be Debbie's friend, if nothing else.
And go hunting.
Yeah,
fishing.
And fish.
Fishing.
Frog hunting.
Yeah. Well, now you see, I'd go frog hunting with him, but he don't want to go with me.
No.
I'd love to go frog hunting with somebody who knows how.
But you know, well, some civilized person, yes. I don't know about that. Want to go with him?
I wouldn't go fishing with Virgil.
I wouldn't either.
He was over there talking about that he'd like to take Debbie a fishing, and I spoke up, you know, and I said, now, Virgil, Debbie sure can't go fishing with you unless you take me. Well, you can go. I wouldn't go. No, you don't know what to expect out of anybody like that.
You don't think he'd drown you?
Well, you don't know. People's killing people every day. Look what happened out yonder at Rose.
Well, somebody like him, I would know because.
Oh yeah. What was that? I just heard it out of one ear.
There was about four of them got killed. And then the man turned in and killed himself.
Yes.
Hmm. He killed three, and there was one in the hospital. The last accounts I had was in intensive care, wasn't expected to live. And,
does it know what happened?
I think the man went up there to that Kate's juke and found his wife up there with another man. The way the paper read, that's what made me think. And he just turned in and he killed him and then turned killed himself. And look at that fellow that we know, Jack Shell. He went to Waldo and killed a man on a Thursday. And he hauled him up there near Rochelle on a dirt road and dumped him in the woods and covered him over with bushes. And then went and told his people where to go find him.
And you know him?
Jack Shell?
Jack Shell, I know his
Yes, well, I don't know him personally, but I know his people.
I've seen him a whole lot, but actually...
His mother used to live down there at Cross Creek.
He's been in the institution for a long time.
You can't tell what people will do. I always try to stay away from
such
he'd
fight every time.
And Virgil, he hasn't
around,
got too good a sense
right
anyway.
By.
Virgil ain't got good sense, you know he is.
And then you get him
riled up,
kind
of
off balance here. No doubt what he do is.
That's right. And
that's
his
right
daddy here a few years ago come over to the house. He's about crazy about the way Virgil lay in the bed. And I said, George, I said, tell me one thing. Do you think he's on dope? He said, now you just tell me. He said, that's what I've been wondering.
Yeah.
And we don't know, but what maybe he's on dope.
Gee whiz. Now look, just look what we get into. Just in clear weather, and just ain't that something.
But if Debbie had just went over there one or two more times, that would have been it.
Well, if she'd went over there and went hunting with him and that man been there and then had got caught, why she would have been in jail.
She didn't know it about it.
That's right.
She didn't. Marvin
That's
told
true.
Me.
I told
Marvin
her.
Told
you know,
me.
You know, when I heard that she was going a coon hunting, well, you told me. You told me that Ms. Dodd said that Virgil went a hunting without
yes.
a dog.
Yes.
And I've hunted enough to know
yes.
that you don't coon hunt without dogs without you got a light and gun at night.
And
well, I knew it was against
that.
The law to hunt even out of a management area with a gun and a light. It's against the law to have them in your possession.
Yeah.
All right? I knew that if he went, it would be in the management area. So that made it still that much, much harder.
Gee whiz.
So that's when I told you.
Now, has he got sense enough to know what chance he's taking?
I don't think he really realizes.
He just going along like he used to.
That's
before,
right. That's
there
right.
Wasn't any management there and there.
That's right. And, you know, they passed a law, oh, it's been several years ago, that you're not supposed to use a gun in a headlight. You can have one of the
Marvin,
other.
Marvin, you've been taking her outdoors, haven't you?
What's the matter with it? You can have one or the other, but not both of them in your possession at the same time.
She's showing her age, isn't
that's
she?
Without being in the management area. I used to coon hunt there. I had love to. I love to coon hunt better than anybody you ever saw.
Well, what is it about coon hunting?
I don't know. It's just
you just got a gun.
It's just sport. It's to me. But
what
I
do you do? Get out there and walk around.
And walk around with your light and gun.
Marvin and I used to go down there to water hole and kill 4 and 5 coons out of the tree.
But when they
by
passed
the water
hole. Yeah.
Down there in the back of the field.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was lots of acorn trees down there.
And a coon is a destructive, I don't know what you call him, animal performance or what, but whatever he is, he's destructive.
Oh, well, that's not the reason you went, huh?
No, I went for the sport. But, you know, when they said it was against the law, I just quit. I knew it was, they said it's against the law, and I just quit.
Your time had come.
And my time had come.
As far as me ever seeing any of you all, as far as Ms. Dodd's concerned, I don't know one thing in the world about you. I don't see you. I don't hear from you. I don't know nothing.
Well, you sure haven't seen much of us recently.
That's
since
true.
Since we was living out of your collared patch.
I never will have no more use for Miss Dodd.
I don't know. I now this is before this came up. I go back occasionally, but she's always busy on the telephone or
that's right.
Off somewhere. That it seems to me like she didn't have time for me. Well, that's all right. But I mean, they seem to be sort of branching out, getting away from the creek, you might say. See that beautiful red belly? Can you see him?
I see. We got some of them. We got one that we got a bucket. We got an old tin bucket that hangs on a cabbage tree there, on one of the prongs that sticks out there. And he'll come on that bucket when he wants something to eat, and he'll peck on that bucket just like he's pecking on a tree. He'll go, and you can hear that bucket ringing all over the place. He's wanting something to eat then.
Yeah. What do you give him?
I've been feeding the dogs out there, and he comes out there and he gets some dog feed.
And he drinks milk?
And he drinks milk.
He gets down and then drinks milk. You know the dogs leaves milk?
Where the dogs?
No, the dogs.
Dogs will be done filled up and gone. And he'll come down. If there ain't no feed there, he'll rap on that bucket.
Yeah.
You want somebody to put some feed out there.
And somebody come up there and dropped a little old tiny kitten. His eyes was just open. And Marvin's been tending to him. And yesterday I seen Bobo going towards the water hole with something in his mouth. And he put it down at the gate, you know. And I knew it was that cat, but I thought they had done killed a cat. And I hollered to Marvin to go out there and stop the dog. And Marvin told Bobo to come on back to the house. And Bobo started back to the house and let that little cat right in behind him.
He picks him up and carries him all around. Don't never hurt him. He never
carries him all over the place.
He just pick him up and carry him.
Just putting
his
mouth in that something. I never knew a dog would do that.
The cat will just hang down there like he's dead till the dog puts him down and then he'll trot off.
Well, let me tell you, I never got a bucket hanging out there. But what these fellas do, now that's after they sort of get used to coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they come out there, there ain't nothing. They stay out there in the tree and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell you. You know how loud they talk?
Yeah, well, them at home does a lot of it. By that talking going on.
Yeah,
you know,
going on.
Shopping. Yeah, we're going
to
have to go.
Yeah,
we
got
to go.
Well, now, what you all got on now? Are you doing anything particular? You're not doing
just
it?
Tearing down.
I'm tearing down that old block house there, sitting right there by the kitchen.
Yeah.
Taking the top off of it already.
Yeah.
And,
it's got a concrete floor.
That's right. I'm going to take them a block off.
We want to get us, when we catch them on sale, another Cedar Roebuck house and put
out
there.
Oh, you
want
to be ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, how do they come? All folded up?
They all come in a box, yes.
They say don't never buy one from J.M. Fields or from Wilco or any place like that. My brother... son helped Marvin put up his, and he says you can't put them up.
Oh, their mothers are holes.
He says they're piece matches.
They got holes in it for the screws to go in to bolt to the frame. And he says the holes won't match. Some of them's ain't y'all. One way or the other, high or low.
Yeah.
You just can't do anything with them. But that one there, everything matched.
Well, she's going over to Tallahassee. I don't know what she's going to do over there, Miss Mary. Whether we'll see her again or not, I guess maybe she may come back and visit us.
She said she weren't going to be gone long.
Well, that's what she says.
You don't trust me.
She said that before, you know. I never went to see her for 6 months.
No.
So that's... You see, she knocks around with all this. She got these friends all around, you see. And, Tampa.
Well, that's good.
Over at Tallahassee. And she got this friend up there in New York. They talk to each other on this. They got these little tape machines. They send the machines, I mean, the tape back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
see. They're not like us, are they? Well, I don't talk good about it.
Debbie, you just ought to went and seen the river.
Oh, when'd you go?
We went over there when it was flooded, and all along the road from Old Town up towards Branford, they had sand dunes, you know?
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Bags, sandbags.
Yeah. The water from... And when we got to the end of the Old Town Hamlet, my brother, he lives there.
Uh-huh.
And there was water right up. You could have went a fishing.
Got
and
right.
His crop was burning up.
Oh.
Well, I'll be darned. If he had just had a little pump to pull it over there, wouldn't that have been something? How far was it?
The water wasn't too far from his house.
But of course, he couldn't water his crop.
Well, he had a little old garden there at the back that he could water. He had a pump.
Yeah, he's pumping water out of the ground.
But his larger place was just burning up for water. He was suffered for water as bad as we did.
And go a quarter of a mile and have to wade across the highway.
Yeah.
Well, ain't that something?
All you need is a pump. Well, up that where I come from, they're in that rain area in Tennessee, that west end. And I got a letter from Selbert just this week ago, and he said he hadn't hit a lick for his crop. And he said the corn was supposed to be foot high. Of course, it's too late for corn now. He said he can plant, he can still plant beans.
You see that
bird
up there?
Yeah.
If you had him in your hand, he would bite your finger off.
You know. Soybeans is gone out of sight. Tell me that what?
I'm telling you, one was in the porch one day and I caught him, and I had to even absolutely bite his. I had to kill him to get him loose from my hand. He was just coming one day to biting my finger off.
Well, I didn't know that.
Them redbirds?
Yes, sir. They've got powerful jaws.
That's worse than a pair of post hole diggers or pliers.
They come down on you, make a blister. They'll paint you a blood.
They cut your finger off.
I didn't know that.
They sure will.
Well, now let me tell you, Miss Mary. We just getting started. I may have to just go on home with it. them implements you got, have you used them?
Them what?
That meat cutter.
I've used it to slice some bacon, and I had a frozen turkey, and we sawed that in too.
Yeah. You sure did hit it off when you saw that, didn't you?
I'm sorry I got it.
People beginning to want to worry us now, wanting to bring it.
They want us to go and butcher their cows and carry them there and cut them up, and they won't eat. The people like that don't even want to pay you enough to pay the light bill. Ooh.
Marvin,
we're not equipped for cutting it up. I told them so, but they.
But he'll wind up doing it.
He'll wind up doing it.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Well, it's Miss Blissin. I tell you who's doing it, done. Miss Blissin. Got some friend, another's got a couple of limo cut out.
Well, she's not too free with money?
No, sir.
Well, I don't think so. And oranges or nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie.
Go ahead.
Let me know when you get back.
I will.
But now that meat cutter, you could cut meat all day and it never would get warm, would it?
That's right.
Well, I guess we better go. Well,
I sure am glad to see you. And I'm sorry you have to go.
Y'all have
well,
to
slip
over
to
the house.
Yeah, I think this fella says the heat's about off or something. Why the hell would you want to say it? Getting back time for the hibernation to take place.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't know about that.
Well, I just say it's getting about that time. Well, y'all come see it.
All right, Marvin.
Enjoy the day.
Thanks for coming.
10-1, right. And the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary, this Friday morning, the 25th of May, 73. Channel 1 right, around 1600, and the end of the visit with Miss Mary and Marvin, this Friday morning, the 25th of May, 73. Channel 1 right, around 1600, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Mary, this Friday, the 25th of May, 73.